Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. The US has cancelled a 7.76 billion Kenyan shillings Nairobi Road project, impacting urban transport, while the government plans to close 740 companies, raising job loss concerns. The government is also under scrutiny for a 4 billion Kenyan shillings maize subsidy without parliamentary approval. Mamia's East MP Peter Salasya and former CJ David Maraga have criticized President Ruto's economic management, citing stalled development, county fund delays, and rising national debt, even as Ruto unveils a 5 trillion Kenyan shillings. In Narok, police dispersed DP Gachagua's rally with tear gas. In other news, a court halted Makongeni evictions and ordered utility restoration. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
Western by-elections are marked by violence and cultural clashes, revealing shifting loyalties and national rivalries. These contests will influence President Ruto and his rivals' 2027 strategies. Meanwhile, Makadara MP Aladua is advocating for Winnie Odinga's inclusion in ODM's top leadership.
In business,
President Ruto announced the SGR extension from Naivasha to Kampala will begin in early 2026, boosting regional trade. Kenya's agricultural produce and beef will now access the Malaysian market duty-free. Meanwhile, a third suspect has been charged in a 103 million shillings international fraud case.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the onlinekenyan.com.